This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off our number three in studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Mark.
And, you know, since in the last hour we were talking about police behaving badly, specifically police that have decided to quarter themselves in people's homes without their permission, but then the judge says, yeah, it's not actually quartering because they didn't then live there or something. There's an article that I came across a couple days ago about Stephen Clark. Chris, are you familiar with Stephen Clark?
Yes.
Mark, are you familiar with Stephen Clark?
Yes, this is the young man with the cell phone that was gunned down in California.
In his backyard.
Yeah.
Yes. Sure. Because he did not show his hands to some people that did not identify themselves as police until after he had been shot 15 times.
From around the corner of the house. Have you watched any of the video?
I just got done watching the helicopter video plus some of the body cam video where the Washington Post did a mashup showing the helicopter video, the police video, and the audio.
Right.
And you do see that he jumps over a fence in a backyard before the cops run into his yard and then demand that he show his hands. 1, 2, 3, bang, 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 bang. Police, show your hand. And they're yelling at him even after he has been shot 15 times and already dead.
I got to say that was the most troubling thing for me because they talked about the guy's down. The suspect is not moved. That's what they keep saying to themselves.
Right.
Get up. Show us your hands. The suspect is not moved. They let five...
Stop resisting.
5 minutes at least go by before they even thought about trying to render aid and you know, getting shot a number of times. If you're going to survive that, then you better get first aid real quick.
Right.
And they literally stalled.
So,
just stalled until he bled out.
It's unfortunate that there's these preponderance of cases, and sort of none of them's perfect. I always thought the Philando Castile case was the most perfect of the cases, because here you have a man who is a licensed, you know, concealed carry permit holder in the state of, what was it, Minnesota?
Yes.
Minnesota. He was in Minneapolis. And he was, you know, the police officer asked him for his wallet. He reaches into whatever. The police officer's like, don't go for your gun. And, like, shoots him.
Yes.
It was, you know, I have some of the orders of operations wrong, but nonetheless, that's pretty much how it went. This guy was running. This is part I didn't hear. Like, it seems to depend who you hear this from, whom you hear the story as to what the facts are.
All right.
And
so
police are in pursuit. They're going to act like pursuers.
So they're in pursuit of someone.
Okay.
And it appears to be that the person that they were in pursuit of got lost by the helicopter that was tracking.
Right. Correct.
They came back around and they see this guy, and that's who they assume is the perp.
Yes. So I've got an article here titled, Why He Should Have Just Complied Does Not Apply to Stephen Clark.
Okay.
But before I get into it, let's go to the Discord where we've got Vegetarian calling in. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I think I know why you called in.
Almost all of it.
Hello. How's it going, gentlemen?
Great.
Good. You're on the air. Go ahead with your thought.
I owed Chris a call, so that's why I'm calling in tonight. I stand by my word. It's Vegetarian, too.
Ah, okay. I missed a syllable there. Go ahead with your thought.
So I know this is off topic from the story that you just brought up, but I actually think that the argument that sparked the fury between Mark and Ian the other night with Johnson sort of missed the larger point of sacrifice and how that can make you a better person and might even make you a better activist So I just sort of wanted to pick your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it. Ian's actually listening.
Great. I think that with sacrifice, every single individual becomes a better person no matter what, even if that sacrifice is small, as the example that Johnson gave with, you know, you take your friend to the movie and maybe somebody else doesn't view that as altruistic or as sacrificial, but all of the small sacrifices put together in whole make the society, make the community better, make the person better. So I don't ever see a problem with small sacrifices, just if they're not very, if they don't fall under the definition of activism or they don't fall under the definition of a true sacrifice, maybe for that person they actually are a good sacrifice.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to argue with that point. All right.
I think that the attack went down the wrong road. So I don't disagree that I think both you and both Ian and Mark made good points, but I think the larger issue at hand is what we should really be doing for activism always starts at the individual level, and it's going to be different for every single person.
I think that so one of the things that concerns me about people moving to New Hampshire for more liberty is that they get the impression that liberty is to be had in New Hampshire or that liberty is possible in New Hampshire. And I would say that neither of these is true, that you're not going to, you know, take a statist place and turn it into a non-status place. The Gordian knot was called the Gordian knot for a reason. It could not be untied.
Right.
I mean, and
so you're saying that there's no place on earth where one can have true freedom.
I would say that the people at free societies have a better roadmap to getting there. It doesn't exist right now. I am trying to work with them as best I can to create something that's possible, but that's going to be some time. So let's say in this magical world where Bitcoin goes to $100,000 per Bitcoin.
All right.
It's been predicted by people who predict things that this could be the case within a year.
Every week.
You will find some people who have a lot of Bitcoins who are now very wealthy. Could those people combine their wealth, purchase a lodial title to in some place, let's say some warm place with a deep water port and relatively close to places of population, mm-hmm, that would then be able to try an experiment, start from zero rather than starting from whatever number you want to, negative number you want to assign,
right,
to New Hampshire and the United States. Because one thing about moving to New Hampshire is you deal with one of the most rapacious and efficient states that the world has ever known. And, you know, that makes it difficult. Like, who in their right mind from a more liberty, a more free place would move to New Hampshire to get freedom?
Well, people that live in, say, California, New York, that
right,
don't
that's
want
not
to
a
leave
freer
the United-
place.
Well,
you're saying New Hampshire's not freer than New York?
Right. No, what I'm saying is would you leave Acapulco, Mexico, to come to, you know, as an American who makes money there on the internet,
right,
to come to New Hampshire? You'd be out of your mind to
okay
do so.
So
why should I wind up moving to Acapulco? Or,
well, I can make a better
case. Are you only advocating that only wealthy people can ever have freedom?
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. So the wealthy people would buy the place. Wealthy people can't be wealthy without other people. It's not possible.
Ah, yes, they need minions.
They do. Serfs.
Isn't that what Roger Ver's trying to do right now?
Yep, that's precisely.
He mentioned the free society thing. And
FreeSociety.org.
.com. Behind that.
Yep. Right. And so the idea is obviously you'll have to have people that are able to come there and work. You can't be wealthy. Hopefully they'll make more than people would elsewhere, so you'll get the best of the best and that sort of thing. And then they can experiment and see if they can create a free society. Whereas it's of my opinion.
So it would be free for the people that have wealth that can hire the minions, but it wouldn't be freedom for the minions.
When do the minions ever get freedom? What do you mean by freedom?
I look at it as a scale, and in this hypothetical make-believe world that's being worked on and being planned,
yep,
but it's still make-believe, it's easier to go from 0 to 10 than to go from negative 50 to 0 or 0 to 10. So I get that. I don't think that's ever a reason not to try. I think it's a reason for people to try this if they can afford to do it. And I wish them all the best of luck, but I just, in my makeup, my personal makeup, there's no way I can't stop fighting. It's impossible for me.
I think that's what it's about. It's about, if you want the conflict against the state, boy, is New Hampshire the place for you? You will have backup.
And you'll have a lot of conflict living in California or New York or any other place, because governments exist everywhere. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I love New Hampshire.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Mark.
And Mark is ready to take his MyPillow and go to the boats or the islands or somewhere. And you can get your very own MyPillow. And you can try it risk-free for 60 days. And no, you don't have to renounce your U.S. citizenship and buy St. Kitts citizenship or buy your own private island. You can try this pillow risk-free for 60 days. It's My Pillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using one for a couple of years. You have as well, Mark.
Same time as you, yeah.
Chris, you've had one a couple
since
years
the
1800s, longer.
Yes.
1800s, I don't believe you there. But you've probably actually thrown yours in a washing machine and a dryer to get off that dirt and dead skin, and that pillow is still usable. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price, or get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if for some reason you don't like it in the first 60 days, you get your money back, and the pillow itself is guaranteed to last you 10 years. MyPillow.com. Code FTL. So, Mark, you had more that you wanted to say about your plan to get freedom by buying an island or something.
I think he's promoting this as the best plan, the plan that is superior to other plans, and specifically towards political migrations within states that all have some degree of statism, and why we would want to fight the state first, and then fight to establish or work to establish a libertarian society.
Mostly what I'm doing is I'm speaking to, it's been 12 years that I've been here in New Hampshire. I moved for the Free State Project, as did Ian, back in 2006. Mostly I'm speaking to 2006 Ian and Mark.
All right.
With the words of wisdom that I have up to this point. And I am sorely disappointed in the Free State Project, and Ian would say that's irrelevant, and I think he's got a pretty good point. The Free State Project as an organization is irrelevant.
I tend not to really think about the organization.
Yep, and you should. You shouldn't. But there are people who are making their decision, and they're making it for a whole bunch of different reasons as to why they're going to, you know, do they want to move for freedom? What's that going to look like? And I would only challenge those people with questions. First off, what are you hoping to achieve? And if you want to be more free, then I don't recommend moving to New Hampshire. If you want to be around more liberty activists and to, struggle with them to make this state a much more sort of libertarian place, then by God, this is the place for you. It really is. And it's great. My friends are here. When I think about home, New Hampshire is that place. But freedom? I can go other places and be more free than I could in New Hampshire. And the reason isn't because of the New Hampshire state government. It's because of the United States government. So the only solution to that is some kind of pipe dream about secession.
Okay, so let me ask this question.
Yes, sir.
And then we will go to the phones. 855-450-FREE. If someone does not wish to wind up jumping through all of the legal hoops and hurdles to renounce U.S. citizenship and move to an island and something else, and they're living in California, and they want more freedom than they have in California, do you recommend they just stay in California because the U.S. government exists in New Hampshire as well, or would you suggest that maybe they move to New Hampshire?
Do they like to surf?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, it does matter. You see, because if you like, you need to assess what's right for you in your life. Are your familial relationships important to you? What do those ties look like? What's your job look like? Can you change that job and make more money? Would you take a hit in pay? These kind of things are really important for your move. Your move was the right move for you, Daryl. For me, it was the right move because I followed Ian with Free Talk Live and I turned it into the business the organization that I wanted to see it turned into. It's been really successful for me, but half of the people, and that's being highly generous, that I have known here in this vicinity, in this part of the state, have left. They've left not because somehow New Hampshire didn't provide for them what they were hoping for.
Because some people have this weird fantasy in their head that New Hampshire's a utopia where the government has already ceased to exist.
That's what I'm trying to solve.
So you're wanting the New Hampshire government to cease to exist by moving to St. Kitts?
Right. And
I'm trying to solve the problem of the people who think that it doesn't exist, Daryl. Okay? Well, that they're moving to a utopia.
That's informing. That's not solving. That's just informing. Well,
informing is solving the problem
right.
of ignorance.
But I don't know who really here espouses this as a libertarian utopia.
But people continue to move. And they continue to leave, and that must be leaving for a reason.
And there are people online that will say, I'm never moving to New Hampshire until XYZ happens.
Snow stops falling. Exactly. But the point is
I was thinking more along the lines of cannabis being legalized. I'm just going to move to Colorado where taxes are higher.
But Daryl, why wouldn't they? If cannabis is that important to you, move to Colorado.
Right, which just tells me then liberty isn't that important to you. And that's the question.
Yes.
The question is, and it's a personal question, what are the top three things that are most important to you? If it's family surfing and cannabis, then New Hampshire's probably not right for you. But
neither is Colorado.
Good point. But California.
But California
is.
Would be for that person.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, one of Ian's friends who used to call himself a libertarian, we met up with him there, and I wouldn't call him a libertarian now, but he's happy. And being happy is halfway to freedom.
Right.
Right. I will say that being happy is definitely important.
Yeah. And it's freedom. It's like that's what how people define it for their lives. The freedom to do what you want so long as you don't harm someone else means you have to be able to do what you want. And if you want to be on sunny beaches, you can't do it in New Hampshire.
Right. But if you want to be in sunny beaches with police brutality and everything else and you're okay with that, face it, some people, they're just okay with, I know the government sucks, and I know the police are cruel.
I can't smoke on the beach, I can't have a beer on the beach, but there's a beach!
But I'm okay with that.
That's
okay. That's a personal choice. And it's just as... I love liberty so much that I cannot make everyone else love liberty as much as I... I'm paraphrasing Milken. But the point is if that's okay with them, that's fine. And frankly, from my point of view, that's not the type of person I'm hoping moves here. I'm hoping people that really care and that are willing to put in some hard work do. We don't all have the means to travel to an island. And, Mark, I hope that works out for you. I hope this whole thing works out.
What are we talking about here? All I proposed is that the freesocieties.com, their proposal to
love it.
Buy a lodial title of maybe an island, but maybe not. It doesn't have to be. Monaco went about this and purchased a lodial title from France. And so we have a proof of concept. Daryl, sadly, cannot show me a state or a government that ever went from government to freedom, but I can show you one that went from, that purchased an allodial title.
Right.
And now they have a king and a government, Mark.
I don't imagine that king has lopped anyone's head off recently.
But they still have a government, and you're not solving the there's no government problem with Let's Be Monaco. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Somebody call in to explain to Mark that governments exist in Monaco.
Oh, man.
And everywhere else on the planet. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. If Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get to the phones here in just a moment. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Mark.
And this November, I will be running the world's biggest, most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon. I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since they were founded in 1992, they've helped 200 people get exonerated. Several of those, actually about 20, had actually served time on death row for crimes they did not commit. And these people have been exonerated because of DNA testing, prosecutorial misconduct, bad witnesses, and just a whole host of other things. And again, 20 of these people had served time on death row. 38 had pled guilty to crimes that they knew they did not commit. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I'm raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fee, the lodging, travel, all of that is covered. But what I need to secure my spot on the Innocence Project team in the New York City Marathon is to raise $3,500 by November 1st. I've got some matching funds, about $1,000 of matching funds have not yet been matched. And you know, if you go right now to run.freetalklive.com, you can have your money matched dollar for dollar. again, need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. And I've had people ask, Daryl, what happens if you don't raise the money by November 1st? Well, I have to cover out of pocket anything different.
Yeah.
And I really don't want to have to pay the difference. So help me raise the funds. Run.freetalklive.com.
You've already got 1,000 raised, so it's a $3,500 goal. I think it's doable.
Yes.
I
had a total of $1,500 in matching. About $500 of that has already been matched. So basically, if I raise another $1,000, I reach my goal.
Right. So if you raise $1,000, basically you've reached the goal. Yes. And, you know, as long as we can keep informing people about what the Innocence Project is, what they do.
Yes.
And they can see your dedication to now running.
Yes.
You know, because you went from a chubby guy to, you know.
I went from a fat guy.
Yeah, you were pillowy.
You were
to
soft.
I was over 300 pounds.
Yeah.
That's fat.
You were in the Sears Tough Skins. Husky size.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes, probably larger than that. Run.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got Cordell calling in from Atlanta. Watching us on Twitch. Cordell, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, so I actually want to talk about the Innocence Project.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm sure you guys are familiar with 5-OCP. I've actually been wrongly banned from the community. I actually did nothing wrong whatsoever. They have
what are we talking about?
No
what
evidence.
Is 5-RP?
Well, actually, there's been some recent discoveries that it's a pedophile ring online. It's like it's a text-based video game community. It's really I don't really know how to explain it. But
wait a minute. Have you been banned from a video game group or a pedophile group? Because I'm not sure I would feel bad about
it. Well, it was
a
video
latter.
Game group until I realized it was a pedophile group. All the facts have been uncovered. This guy named Morris used to run the place. He's been exposed. It's pretty crazy. It's on the
news
now.
I don't believe
actually.
You for a second,
yeah,
right?
I don't
Thanks
believe
for
you, Cordell.
I'm sorry you got banned from that group.
Call.
It's probably because you're a little douche.
Let's go to Robert calling in from Bellows Falls. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
Great.
All right. I wanted to ask Mark, because I've listened to this show for a long time, and I got a pretty good understanding of how freedom works and stuff like that. I got a really good education in the last 10 years. But how much thought did you guys put into when you guys moved to New Hampshire? How much thought was put? I mean, because if you're unsatisfied, Mark, how come there wasn't a second state that you would have picked to go and do this?
So the Free State Project picked a state. And I have heard Jason Sorens say that basically, yeah, we probably should have done the voting at a different way or a different time or whatever. But he decided to basically take the bottom quarter of the states as far as population goes,
right.
Eliminate Rhode Island because of corruption and Hawaii because it's hopelessly Democrat. And
also not drivable.
Meaning Hawaii's not drivable?
You can't drive to Hawaii from California.
Okay.
That's true.
Please continue.
You might have used that as a reason, but I believe the reason that he stated for me was it was hopelessly Democrat.
I've heard that was one of the reasons, and the distance of people can't just drive there, so it makes it expensive for people to then move.
Okay. Let's go back to the voting. Okay.
Yeah. So now we've got, that leaves 10 states out of 12, and the vote was made. New Hampshire had a very good team that was the purported New Hampshire. And I think they made a lot of good points. And as a matter of fact, out of those places, the only one that I would have, only ones that I would have any kind of support for would be Delaware and Alaska. There was no support for these states. My vote, if I had voted, and I did not, I signed up just after the vote to see what, I wanted to wait to see what happened.
Right.
I understand that voting, that my one vote wasn't going to change anything anyway. So I wanted to see what happened. And I would have opted out of everything but Delaware. Had I signed up, and then I would have had to re-sign up if I wanted to go to New Hampshire. I think New Hampshire is the best choice for states that they could have made. However, I would point out that there are, if we're looking at populations, maybe American Samoa, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and a whole variety of other places that Americans can go without visas and still vote and do, you know, do all these things. I mean, American Samoa has 60,000 people in it. That's the population of Cheshire County here in Vermont. Excuse me, in New Hampshire. Robert's in Vermont.
Yes. Yes, he is.
And so you're going to have a lot, be a lot more effective if you had moved 5,000 people down there. And that's the claim, about the number they claim is in state here in New Hampshire currently. But I think that there's some problems with that, too. I'm just making the point that none of this was ever floated. Remember, this was a college thesis by a graduate student. This guy is now in his mid-30s, maybe 40s. I mean, you know, this was an idea.
Right.
And New Hampshire's a pretty good response, but maybe not the best.
It's, at least in polls and in studies and things like that, I think it's bore out that
it's the freest state.
It is the freest state if you were looking at the 50 states. And I think
right.
Your
but
point.
But the criteria by which he picked it, it was picked, was based on it starting with population.
Right.
And it is, like, many factors larger than the U.S. Virgin Islands and American Samoa.
And I think you're right in bringing up that this was something that a graduate's do it. And put together, and we like Jason. I do.
Yeah, anyway. Man.
Yeah. But I think it was a really interesting idea and a really interesting experiment. And I don't know if, you know, if it would have been somewhere like Delaware or someplace else, if I would have been that jazzed about it. And I don't know if it would have turned out the same way. I don't know whether it would have excited me. That's
right.
All I can say.
That, go ahead, Robert.
I know that, you know, I lived over in New Hampshire for, you know, everybody knows, you know, for over 40 years. And, you know, I, you know, have seen both sides of the coin and how it can work over there. But I can tell you with the Free State Project coming to New Hampshire and the Liberty Movement coming to New Hampshire, it's made a lot of positive changes. But I think that if that Liberty Movement, if it left or if it decreased, the state of New Hampshire would be going right back to the way it was, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's corrupt. I don't care what anybody says.
It'd be well on its way to turning into a normal New England state.
Right. So call it a Maine, call it a Vermont. Yep, that would be true.
And in some ways, you know, Vermont is slightly better than New Hampshire. They've got the recreational cannabis. They've got better ballot access laws for minor political parties. They've got arguably better gun laws.
If I convince somebody to not move to New Hampshire, they probably shouldn't have moved.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now in the closing moments of the show. In studio, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Mark.
And let's go to the Skype where we've got Stefan calling in. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
I was actually going to ask, because I actually have the flu right now, and it's, like, kicking the living crap out of me.
Plenty of fluids, some yogurt, a banana.
Yeah, all these news stories about, like, people dropping dead of it have me freaked out, but I'm pretty sure I'll be fine. I know I went in today because I had some problems, and the doctor actually told me, because I was freaked out because I hadn't gotten vaccinated, and the doctor told me, you know, those vaccines don't do anything, and I know this has been, like, a pretty staunchly debated topic over the past few decades. Are you guys skeptics of the flu vaccine as well? Or
well, the doctor's telling you the truth.
I will say that I have only ever had one flu vaccine. It's when I worked as hospital security, and they highly recommended that everybody get the flu shot.
Healthcare professionals especially.
And that was the 1 year that I have ever had the flu. The only time I ever had the flu was about a week after I got the flu shot.
Yeah, I don't... I can't say causality. You know, I just, can't. I don't know that stuff either. I've heard that stuff anecdotally. I don't know if I'm not fearful of vaccines for the sake of being fearful for vaccines. I do like to understand what's gone into it and what the research is. I think the flu shot is a crapshoot because they're trying to identify exactly what the strain of flu is going to be in a given year. 18 months out. Exactly.
Right. That's why the doctor says what he says.
Right. So I don't know how effective it's ever going to be.
And it's going to be effective on those strains of the flu.
Correct.
They may or may not. And by a crapshoot, you mean it's unlikely that they will guess correctly.
Yes.
So that yes, the flu shot will protect you from those flus. You also need to consider that some people are allergic to the flu shot. And this is now, there are now raging, angry people out there that I have said this. But the two sickest times I've ever been, and you're not going to hear me claim that I was sick from the flu because I wasn't, I believe I'm allergic to the flu. The two sickest times I've ever been, allergic to the flu shot, was when I took the flu shot. 102.7 degrees, I recall the temperature. That's enough to begin on brain damage.
Yeah.
I can't prove that didn't happen either. So
I will vouch that it did.
At this point, I do not take the flu shot, and I claim to be allergic to it. Yes, it is non-scientific. And no, I will not change my opinion.
Now, so, on that 102 fever...
102.7, thanks.
Okay, 102.7 on the FM dial.
Yep.
What is...
Playing the oldies.
What's your regular non-sick...
I'm a little hot.
So, okay.
Yeah, I probably run somewhere between, call it 99.3 or something like that.
I generally run about 96.2,
yeah.
And I had a 101.5 fever, which was just, astronomical.
I wonder if that would also cause brain damage because your body's not used to having it that hot, or whether you have to get up to that 100.
Man, y'all are freaking me out because I was sitting at 103 in the hospital when it hit me.
Yeah. You're young. You'll recover.
No. The reason is because, like I said, I have this tendency to dwell on things, and it's like, I don't know if it's because the media's fear-mongering it or something like that, but a couple months ago, we heard all these stories of, like, perfectly healthy young people just dropping dead of it, and I got to wonder if a lot of it was just kind of fear-mongering or, like, how much of it was actually left out, because I'm a little skeptical that perfectly healthy people just drop dead of it.
Well, the flu kills, and, certain strains will absolutely kill people.
The flu vaccine has, mild doses of active things.
Oh, so I don't think that's true.
I was told that it does. That way your body's able to actually fight off the...
The virus is deactivated.
Right.
The virus is deactivated in the flu, and it creates antibodies.
Right. Okay.
And the reason I had asked the doctor about the vaccination, because I wasn't vaccinated, and I said, well, I heard that if you did get the vaccination, it would make it less severe. And he was just all like, who told you that nonsense? He told me that's so ineffective, and I had never heard an actual, healthcare professional tell me that it was bogus, but he seemed very adamant that it was bogus, and he told me, just go home, drink your fluids, you're young, you'll be fine, that kind of thing,
Yeah, and just make sure that you don't wind up dehydrating, because dehydrating is absolutely horrible.
Yeah, and if you're worried about dying at your age, you really should be worried about things like automobile accidents, suicide, drug overdoses.
Cops.
Yeah,
it's
not likely he's going to have to worry about cops, but drug overdoses, and watch out for that spinal meningitis, man.
Well, you're going to worry about cops more than you worry about terrorists.
Yeah, I've already dealt with the meningitis, and that was absolutely horrendous. You don't ever want to get stuck with that, because you'll be in the hospital for long periods of time, and you can't even use the bathroom without somebody bringing the pump with you.
Oh,
it's awful. Yeah, I ended up contracting it a couple months ago, and I had to stay in intensive care for a little over a week. It was absolutely nasty, because what had ended up happening is they found it in my blood culture, and they were like, okay, we're gonna have to do a lumbar puncture on you, because there's two types of meningitis. There's viral and there's bacterial. And viral goes away on its own. Bacterial, you need the antibiotics. I basically threw a fit and said, you are not sticking anything in my spine. If it's going to go away on its own anyway, just give me the antibiotic treatment. And because they didn't want to infect the general public, they just went ahead and gave me the antibiotics. So thankfully, my spine is intact.
Good for you. Stefan, right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Lumpy calling in on the Discord. Lumpy, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, Lumpy.
Lumpy, you need to turn down. Yep. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. Thanks. I appreciate this topic. I'm somebody. My father moved his business in 1985 up to Nashua, New Hampshire, which is basically now northern Massachusetts. From Boston area, as well as Rhode Island, And he decided after, I think it was 2 years, that it was much more business friendly just to stay and work out of Nashua, where it's easy to access Boston still, and you don't have all the regulations that you have to deal with all the Massachusetts things. You know, the topic tonight, and you know, you guys are talking about. I heard that show. I think I got on. I hadn't been able to listen to every show every night, but I remember you and Ian, Mark had gone at it. And it brings me back to this in my mind. There's a difference between sacrificing and investing. We're not going to have things like marijuana freedom and drug freedom and things like that rapidly in New Hampshire. But when it comes, it's going to be a complete pendulum swing the other way because of I moved there in 85. I was 15 years old. You know, Mark, you and I are about the same age. And, maybe we can work for that, getting that allodial title up in New Hampshire. This is something I've always thought about. You know, I also thought about. The Rockefeller owns a whole bunch of property up around Meredith. And, I don't know if he's got a title, but that might be worth something looking into. And remember, it's something I want us to keep in mind. I'm working on getting my way back there. I'm in Massachusetts right now, which is, believe me, a miserable place. It is an absolutely miserable place full of people who don't know a bloody thing that's going on in the world, who care. And sometimes I get that way, too. And it's not a productive environment for somebody who likes freedom, enjoys freedom, and enjoys being around other people who like freedom. I went up there and I made a few sacrifices. Yeah, I did a few dumb things and tried to, I got arrested and put in jail. And incidentally, something I wanted to mention for a long time is, Mark, I still have the letters that you sent me when I was doing my civil disobedience and I was in jail.
Yep.
Those were some of the most important letters I've ever had in my life. Nice. They got me through so much. It was a very tough time in there, especially seeing what's going on there, and especially seeing that Ian thinks that that warden is such a fantastic guy. I've seen a different side of him. I understand that, there is a difference between sacrifice and investment. I'll never be able to take back or change the mistakes I've made and get those things better and fix those things. But I can work. At least I had my intention. And I think it's important to remember what our intentions are and what do we want to see New Hampshire look like? Because there is definitely an advantage to having a number of people who simply want freedom to come to one place.
I'd agree.
And, New Hampshire's not perfect. But, man, I'll tell you, it is a far cry from Massachusetts.
Lovey, thank you for the call. Unfortunately, we are out of time.
If we could get the Liberty Lovers from Maine, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New York,
and
upstate
Vermont.
New York, and yeah. Vermont to move to New Hampshire, that's all it would take.
Right. We'll be back tomorrow, but we are always online at freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.